Jazakum al khair, Imam Zaid. Next, I would like to introduce a sheikh, a beloved scholar who only likes to be introduced as a student of knowledge. Alhamdulillah, this is fine with me because I really have no words that can explain him better than the words that he says himself. Sheikh Mukhtar Maghrawi.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته بسم الله الذي لا إله سواه والحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه أبدا سرمدا حمدا يليق بجلال وجهه وبعظيم سلطانه وبجزيل نعمائه والصلاة والسلام على نبيه محمد الطيب الطاهر النقي التقي الصادق الأمين والرسول المبين المبعوث رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه الغر الميامين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم اكتبنا منهم آمين. As I stand in front of you these few moments, it is I know the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is I know من جميل ستر الله سبحانه وتعالى بي, and it is also a manifestation of beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in concealing my deficiencies. I wish to not in any way, I hope, tarnish or cause murkiness in what was said before, for I learned from that as well. I wish simply to, I pray, add something essential to what my beloved predecessors have said, to what Shaykh Yasir al-Qadhi said, قَضَى اللَّهُ لَهُ بِالْيُسْرِ وَالْبَرَكَةِ, and what Shaykh Abdul Hakim Jackson said, قَضَى اللَّهُ لَهُ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَالْعِلْمِ, and what Altaf Hussain said, قَضَى اللَّهُ لَهُ بِاللُّطْفِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ, and what Zayd Shakir حفظه الله said, قَضَى اللَّهُ لَهُ بِالزِّيَادَةِ وَالشُّكْرِ, and I know what also my dear beloved Shaykh Hamza حفظه الله قَضَى لَهُ اللَّهُ بِالْحَزْمِ وَالثَّبَاتِ will say. May Allah Azza wa Jal reward the Muslim Student Association for the very great efforts they have established for so many years. The Muslim Student Association has changed from the time I myself and many of you were undergraduate students and were part of the Muslim Student Association, and maybe even sometimes in the presidency of the chapters of the Muslim Student Association. They have changed. There are many beautiful things that have occurred. May Allah bless those beautiful efforts. But I beg that you permit me, inshallah ta'ala, to add a few things. Oftentimes, in the history of Islam and in the history of also other ways, and the way those ways are manifested in organizations and in groups, the notion of the group sometimes makes us forget the original intent. The motion of the group and the group dynamics sometimes makes us forget the original intent. And not that we want to, but simply sometimes we may forget. My dear sisters and brothers, in the momentum forward for change and their need to be changed, we must not be movement-oriented inside of us. We must be not movement-oriented in our hearts. We must always be constant-oriented in our minds and hearts, and that constant is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كل شيء فان. Everything has an end except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is a variable except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not want in that momentum of movement forward forget that which connects us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is our aim. What we do are means to our aim. We must not forget that aim in the process of movement. Sayyiduna al-Imam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu Abdul Qadir al-Jilani said in this context, from the very soul and spirit of Islam, of the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, he said, addressing huge crowds of scholars and students and lay people and people devoted to worship as well, Ya Ghulam, boy, Ya Ghulam, everyone would be Ghulam for him. Mali araka fi qiyamin wa qu'udin وركوع وسجود وسهر وتعب وقلبك لم يبرح من مكانه ولم يتحول عن عادته. Why do I see you in movement? Standing, kneeling, prostrating yourself, sleepless night spent by you, hardships, fatigue, yet your heart is yet to move and is yet to change its habits. Isn't our journey in this life a journey to God? To Allah? Isn't it a journey of change and of motion? Of what? Of our hearts. Of our hearts. Did I change inside? Did I change inside? Or did I remain the way I was, as I was 25 years ago, 30 years ago? Did my internal image change? Am I aware of that truth and that necessity or not? My dear sisters and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam teach us to migrate to Him. Teach us to migrate to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the extent that the ulama related of the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, what means al-muhajiru man hajara manaha Allah wa rasuluhu anna. The migrant one is the one who leaves that which Allah and His Rasul forbade. That is, they dislike, they don't love. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam is also related to have said, man hajara ma naha Allah wa rasuluhu anna. Or he addressed the person specifically and said, uhjur ma naha Allah wa rasuluhu anna wa aqim fi qawmika ayna shi'at. Or kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, migrate away from that which Allah forbade and live amongst your people wherever you may be. indigenizing Islam. Wherever you may be, let your heart be filled with Allah. Work on that. And then wherever you are an indigenous Muslim. You shall indigenize Islam that way. Wherever you are. That scholar who said, and others have said the same thing, radiallahu ta'ala anhum wa ardahum, and this is a way I like to think of the question we deal with of indigenization of Islam in addition to what was said, not instead of what was said. But he said, rahimahullah ta'ala, bustani fi qalbi, aynama kuntu fahuwa ma'i. My garden is inside of me, is inside of my heart. Wherever I go, it is with me. Wherever I go, wherever I am, in whatever cultural setup, in whatever spatial setup, in whatever time, it is with me. That's a beautiful way of also thinking of indigenization of Islam. And it is necessary, for without which, I shall have many things, but they will not be blessed. Without that, I shall accumulate wealth and power, which Zayd Shakir Hafidhahullah, Zadahullahu, wa Shakara Lahu, reminded us of, but I know from knowing him from before that he also means what I am going to say. That wealth and power are not sufficient. They might be sometimes necessary, but not sufficient. Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, Uthman ibn Affan, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and many others were very rich. But they were very rich after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped them cleanse their qulub from attachment to wealth and power. For when they had wealth and power, it was then not for themselves, and it was not abused and misused. It was for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for akhirah, for the greater purpose, for the true pursuit of freedom, righteous freedom, and true happiness, righteous happiness. My dear sisters and brothers, I only beg that we do not forget. I only beg to remind you, my dear brothers and sisters, leaders, scholars, and students of ilm, and everyone else, first reminding myself that this should not and must not be forgotten. For if we lose that component of the cleanliness of our hearts, no matter how much wealth, no matter how much power, no matter how much organization, no matter how much administration, we shall fail. لَيْسَ الدُّنْيَا لَيْسَ الْفَقْرَ أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ لَيْسَ الْفَقْرَ أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَلَكِنْ أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ أَنْ تُفْتَحَ عَلَيْكُمُ الدُّنْيَا أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم فَتَنَافَسُوهَا كما تنافسوها فتهلككم كما أهلكتهم, said he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is not poverty and destitution that I fear for you, but I fear for you that you have plenty of this world, that you have wealth and power, and that you will compete in wealth and power, and that you will compete in wealth and power as nations before you have competed in wealth and power, and it will destroy you as it has destroyed them. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العلي العظيم إن أصبت فمنه وحده وإن أخطأت فمن نفسي ومن جهلي ومن الشيطان أعوذ بالله أن أذكر به وأنساه السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
JazakAllah, Sheikh Mukhtar.